long time. He's a cat who has lived many lives in succession. He was famous in proverb and famous in rhyme, a long while before Queen Victoria's accession.
Old Deuteronomy is buried nine wives, and more I am tempted to say, 99, and his numerous progeny prospers and thrives, and the village is proud of him in his decline.
At the sight of that placid and bland physiognomy, as he sits in the sun on the vicarage wall, the oldest inhabitant croaks, "Well, of all things, can it be really? Yes, no, ho, hi, oh my eye. My mind may be wandering, but I confess, I believe it is old Deuteronomy."
Sits in the high street on market day. The bullocks may bellow, the sheep they may bleat, but the dogs and the herdsmen will turn them away.
The cars and the lorries run over the curb, and the villagers put up a notice, road closed, so that nothing untoward may chance to disturb Deuteronomy's rest when he feels so disposed.
The digestive repose of that feline's gastronomy must never be broken, whatever may befall.
And the oldest inhabitant croaks, "Well, of all things, can it be really? Yes, no, ho, hi, oh my eye. My mind may be wandering, but I confess, I believe it is old Deuteronomy."
May be tottery, I must go slow and be careful of all Deuteronomy.